Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. Knowledge is key to a new experience. When I went to school for what I considered to be the last time, I signed up for a program that I was attracted to, a program that I thought would be just right for my career goals. What I experienced was an explosion of knowledge. I learned stuff that I did not know before from people I had not met before in a setting that was outside of my comfort zone. It was exciting, challenging, effective. I realized that at the end of my studies, that all that study was an infusion of knowledge, and upon graduation, I was in a sense sent away from the institution to use the knowledge for purpose. I went in not knowing, but I came out knowing how to function effectively in the world in a specific area of profession. That was all a bunch of fancy talk. Now let us get down to the focus of our conversation today. Over the past few days, we have been talking about the Holy Spirit and how our community has developed different perspectives, some of which might not be true. Today, I want us to begin to learn Holy Spirit, because He is not complicated. He's not here to confuse us. He genuinely wants us to know Him because He wants to accomplish in us what He has come to do. Jesus had a private sessions with the disciples, the guys who survived the grueling 3 years of following Him all along the corridor between Nazareth in the north and Jerusalem in the south. These guys saw Jesus do miracles. They listened to His amazing teaching. They witnessed Him do some supernatural things like bringing dead people back to life, speaking to a storm and just killed it, taking 5 loaves and 2 fish and feed thousands of people. They saw Him facing relentless attacks from the religious leaders in the community. Now they are sitting down with Him and He is talking, and He starts off by saying up front that He was about to leave them. That could have gone south, because how do you spend 3 years of your young adult years with a powerful man like Jesus and then He announces that He is leaving? Why? Jesus knew that that feeling would prevail in the meeting, and so at the appropriate time, He releases something that was going to have a huge effect on them. Jesus knew very well how important He was to these guys. It was not a coincidence. It was for a reason. He spent the last 3 years not only recruiting disciples, but training those disciples for a reason. These guys were going to be agents of change, the change that Jesus had come to earth to accomplish. They were going to carry the message about Jesus, the Savior, the giver of eternal life, not just to the tiny region of Palestine, but globally. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Matthew 28:19-20. So what Jesus was about to tell them on this occasion is going to make sense eventually. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept Him because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him, for He lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. John 14:15-18. That was a brilliant way to drop this message. Jesus makes an announcement, but what I want us to notice is that He said several things all at the same time. He talked about God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yes, He did. He, Jesus, the Son of God, is going away, and He will ask God the Father to send you another advocate, God the Holy Spirit. That was deliberate. That was deliberate because Jesus was one of three, the eternal God. They work together, three in one. You have had God the Son for the past 3 years, and now he is leaving and going back to God the Father. And when God the Son arrives where God the Father is, he is going to ask God the Father to send God the Holy Spirit to come live with you, live among you, to serve as another advocate, or as the King James Version says, another comforter. Wow. In other words, God the Holy Spirit is coming to be with you and for you what I have been for the time we have been together. He is a spirit, and so he will not just be with you like I am with you, but he will be in you, each of you. That is so cool. Jesus just said a mouthful, but let me pick on one thing and build on it. Jesus said that the Holy Spirit will not be seen or known by the world, but you, my followers, will know him because he will not just be among you, but in you. What does that even mean? The Holy Spirit plays a huge role in our salvation experience. How can I say it so that we understand? When you accept Jesus into your life, you are immediately sealed with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. Ephesians 1 verse 13. In other words, the Holy Spirit is the certification that you are now a child of God. But it gets more exciting. The seal is not on the outside for the natural eye to see. The seal is on the inside. I'm serious. The Holy Spirit, the seal, takes up residence inside of you. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 19. I mean, like, this is wild. I am struggling here to keep still. This is super exciting. The Holy Spirit, the one who came to replace Jesus, he comes to live inside of you. Like, how does that even work? All I will say at this point is that the Holy Spirit who lives inside of you, he is active, and I mean active. This is the beginning of a huge and exciting experience where you are going to be operating on a whole other level of life. Can we agree to continue this?